Good morning, everyone. I've got hair all over my face. Let me just tell you, I just got off the Peloton bike. I took a quick 10-minute shower because, like, for real, I was sweating like a beast. It is officially summer here in Nashville. So the garage is going to be hot, and I'm still sweating. I don't know if you can tell, my face is still a lovely red, and it's still trying to sweat up, which means it was a good workout. It was the 30-minute ride with Emma. I've never done one of her rides. I liked her music, but I didn't love her. But I will say it was really good. It was like, it was kind of neat because it was four interval tracks with an arm track in between. So there was like a total of seven. So you had a warm up, then you did an interval, and then you did arms, interval arms, and you divided all out by 30 minutes. And it was nice. And I also took my walk this morning, listened to some self-development. I literally listened to Brooke's podcast today, and I think what I'm going to do, I'll talk to the team about this, but I think we might actually do a Facebook post and have everybody listen to it and discuss it, because I want to do the exercises in it, and I would like to do it with y'all, because I just thought it was like, oh wow, like this is so good. And if it's, I'd like to, or even maybe we'll do a special, I don't know. I'll figure out something, but let me craft this in my head. Cause what I would like to do is do something where, we can put it into the self-love course as like a bonus lesson. Cause it was just that good. It's all about self-image. And it was just really good. Okay. Let's figure out what I'm talking about today. Gotta find my card that has all my notes on it. So what we do for all of you who are new, this may be, well, I think y'all, I know, I don't know if this is your first Tribe New Show, but this is what a Tribe New Show is. I come on live and I tell you everything that we're going to be doing in June. And so I'm just going to talk about all the exciting things. It's just for us to kind of get hyped and know what's coming up and all that kind of good stuff. So the first thing I want to lead off with is what our course is for next month. Y'all, I'm all lit up about it. If you're a Suits fan, you know exactly what this cup means. But we are doing buffering and urges next month. So for a long time, I've wanted to do a course that I've just felt compelled to help all of you, like with the binge eating and the overeating. And I started studying it and I tried to figure out like what I really want to talk about. And I was given the opportunity to speak at an event in the middle of June all about buffering. And I had to come up with my unique spin on buffering and whatnot. So let me tell you what buffering is. It's any time that we are doing something distractionary to keep us from either, it's something to keep experiencing your life as it is right now. And for some of us, we buffer with like Netflix, we buffer with food, we buffer with drinking, we buffer with shopping, we do things. But the key is that you do these things so that you're not experiencing your life and there's a negative consequence on the back end. So it's not to say that sometimes, you know, like every now and then I just overeat. It's okay. It's not necessarily a big buffering thing, but it's not a pattern of my life anymore. You know, it's like I've been doing all this research on, you know, normal eaters and how they're different than us, and then all about binge eating disorder and all these other things. And one of the things that I want to teach you guys and help you understand next month is that overeating is not a big deal if there's no long-term consequences. So it's like sometimes normal eaters finish the fries because they're good. Sometimes normal eaters plan to have a salad and the occasion changes and they have it and they just, it's okay. It's not a big deal. You know, it's like, that is what I want to get you guys to. But 90% of the time, 95% of the time, you're not changing things up on yourself. You're not finishing things because you've just had enough. That's the way normal eaters roll. They don't have they're not like always having, like they think about their food, but they're not overthinking their food, if that makes sense. And for a lot of us, what happens, and I just want to explain this, and this is why buffering is such an important concept next month. I know for me, I spent years not thinking about my food, just eating it out of reaction. I was always thinking about my weight. I was always thinking about dieting. I was always thinking about, you know, how terrible of a person I was because I couldn't lose weight. Like I felt like I thought about food all the time, but I really wasn't thinking about food. I was self-loathing about food. And what made a big shift for me was when I really started deliberately thinking about my food in a way that like it was super conscious. And yes, it's tiring at times, but it's a good kind of tiring. It's the kind of tiring and the kind of thinking and the kind of deliberateness that has a positive consequence on the back end. It's the kind of thinking around food that establishes the healthy relationship with it, that establishes the relationship you want with yourself and your future and stuff. And so that's what I want to teach. And so next month, this program really focuses on establishing what buffering is, and then on the back end, talking about urges in a way that I've never really taught you guys. I've introduced the concept of urges inside of No BS, but this is really where we like put the urges under the microscope and we really understand why they're happening, how they got started, how we're going to think about them now, and how we're going to sit with them and start going through them and collecting unanswered ones and stuff. So I'm not promising that next month when you're like, I'm not going to teach you anything that where it's like, oh, thank God I took this course, because now overeating is so easy not to do. No, there's still the passageway of hell that you have to go through when it comes to ending your overeating. But I'm going to like minimize the flames. It's going to be more like a smoky room now. It's not going to be like, there's a fucking forest fire going on around me and I'm trying to get out. Like, we're going to like tamp it down and we're going to be driving around the forest fire at this point. So it's really going to be good. And the mentors, they got the lesson last week. So I'm giving them a preview and I am working with them on that lesson so that they also can go into all the subgroups. I don't know if you guys know, but we have an epic mentor team right now. Like, oh my gosh, these ladies, like they just love you guys. I couldn't even ask for better stuff. Like I belong to other groups where they all work with, like they have memberships also for different things. Some of them in the health and fitness space, some of them in all kinds of spaces. And we are literally, PNP Tribe is the envy of all because we have such an amazing tribe. They're always shocked that we just fucking get along most of the time. I mean, I'm not saying every now and then there's not a little bit of like my feelings, but that's called being humans. But on the whole, it's so positive. It's like, and people can have a bad day and it not be a shitstorm. You know, it's like, no, we actually can come in and have a bad day and we can get help. That's amazing. You know, it's just like that on top of having just people who are just, and I think it goes to the weight loss. It's like when you have struggled with this all of your life and when you finally, it's not that we all have it figured out. This is one of the things I want you guys to understand about the mentors because they have drama too. One of the things is like, it's not that we all have it figured out. It's that we all know now that we are at the capacity to figure out anything. It's like, you know what? Life still is throwing us shit turds and life still is like not perfect and but I don't think that it's going wrong now anymore. You know what I think? I really need to examine this. Like, I really need to look at this. Like, I want to see all this now versus what we've been doing most of our lives, which is like, I don't want to see the shit of my life. So now I just want to eat and I want to buffer and I want to... Sorry, my phone is like not charged well. So I've got it propped up and the cord's hanging out the butt. So it's like, it may tilt a couple times. But that's, I want you guys to just know that we are just very blessed to have not only the coaches, but we actually have a mentor team. In the mentor team, we have mentors in every single one of the subgroups. They all run the subgroups. They're the ones that are like cheerleading you on and directing you to the resources and they come up with little challenges and they're doing things. And we have mentors for the events who come on their own dime. They literally do. Like, I don't pay them to come to the events, but they come and they run Marco Polo groups beforehand to make sure that everybody feels welcome. They come to the event. They work. Like, they're not there to party. They get a party, but they're like, they're setting up the room and breaking down the room. Like, they work. And so they're just, you know, I don't know. They're just such a blessing to our tribe. And I just want to make sure that you guys understand, because I think me and the coaches get all the wahoos and the celebration and, you know, and Mary Jo being the community manager, you know, it's like we're the face of it all. But the mentors are the ones who are like, they're like our backbone. They're the ones who are letting us know when it's like, I think you need to talk about this. Like, they take the tribe vibe and they do so much for us. Speaking of camps and these wonderful mentors and stuff, June 1st, October camp will open. So registration will open June 1st. Here's what I want to let you guys know about it. We have expanded camp to, we're going to have a total of 300 people there. And we think that that's enough to make sure that most of the people who want to come will be able to come. This is the last event of 2019. We're not having any more. So we've already sold out of the transformation weekend, the 3-day with me in August. Then there's going to be camp. There's no 2-day prior to this camp. So we're not doing that for this camp. We wanted to just have a nice big camp. It will be like, if you've come to our past camps, it will run the same. It'll be me on steroids coaching the group, teaching some concepts and just helping you guys like just move the needle. It's there for you to come. And like, I always like to think about camp as when you get to leave your regular life and you get to come and you get to hear everything in a very focused way, in a way you'll never hear it sitting at home on your computer. Not that you can't, but like, there's just something different when you're not thinking about your dishes and thinking about that cat box and that dog you got to walk and that permission slip you got to get signed. It's like, you're there. And then you're there with a bunch of other people. So we do a lot of like work with me. And then we do a lot of like group work with we try to have a mentor at most tables. And this time we're even moving them around. We're bringing more mentors in. We're doing all kinds of stuff. But you do some like group work. And then we do sharing. And then we come back as a major group. And then we coach on what's going on. So it's like 3 days of doing that. And it also allows you that opportunity to kind of set your regular life aside and start thinking about like looking at your life from an upper level and making some decisions on what you want to change and what you want to do going home. So that's basically like, you can go to the website. If you go to the community tab, you'll see member only events. You can click there. You can read all about camp and what it's about. And it's just, I will tell you, like, there's so much that I love about my job in PMP, but if I had to break it down to my top three things that I get to do, it is, number one, I love these sessions. Like, I love lives. Like, anytime that I'm live and coaching and whatnot, I would say that is by far the most rewarding and purposeful moments of my life. Number two is the events. I love the events. I am an event girl. I have loved it since the very first one that was in my basement with 7 people all the way to now. There's just something about meeting you guys and seeing you actually work and hearing you live. It helps me bring home the stuff that we're going to do online together. Like, there's just nothing more important than watching a room, walking around, listening to what's going on in live time to like fill this tank of ideas of like, this is the next things we need to learn. Almost everything we learn in the tribe is birthed out of me coaching or listening during live events, because that's the real stuff. That's when people's walls start coming down. And then my third favorite thing is fucking creating content. I could research and create content for you guys. Like, if that's all I ever did for the rest of my life, I would die a happy woman. I'm just telling you. And I almost consciously, like, well, I do consciously, but I plan 80% of my PMP life to those three things. So that, like, I am always in the space of loving everything that I do for you guys, so that you will love. Like, I just feel like when I'm giving you the best, I feel like you can go home and you can start creating your best life. So I promised myself I would not cry today, and I'm on the verge, so I'm not doing it. Changing subjects. Camp will open June 1st. Make sure you get registered. It will be an amazing weekend. I already said the Transformation Weekend is sold out. If you had wanted to come to that, do not worry. We are going to have something like it next year. This is the weekend that I am going to pour a lot of me into. I am already planning things for this weekend. And then next year, we're doing a version of it on a bigger, like, on a longer scale. Let's put it that way. It won't be bigger in terms of people, but it will be on a longer scale. So I'm really looking forward to pulling all of this together. So you'll hear more about that later in the year. We have new subgroups opening this month. Yay! We have not had new subgroups in a long time. So if you want to know what a subgroup is, A subgroup is like, so we have our main Facebook group. And then if you go to the About tab, you will see that we have some linked subgroups. You also can go to pnptribe.com and you can go to community and you can see our subgroups tab, and it will give you an explanation of every group and a link to be able to join it. You have to be a member, and you know, only members are in there, and every subgroup has a mentor, and Mary Jo runs all communities in PNP. So drum roll, please. The new subgroups are finally 55 and plus is getting their own subgroup. You guys have begged for it. You have asked for it. And this is the new one that we wanted to give you guys, because we have so many of you that are like, I can't drive 55 anymore. And so you were like on up, like wanting to own the second half of life. And you have so much runway. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day. We were doing this exercise where you start with zero and you go all the way to 100. And you mark where you're at in your life, and it like really shows you. It's like, I may be just over the halfway mark, but I'm not that far from the halfway. Like, it just gives you such a good perspective. And we have so many of you who want to just like your grandmothers, and like your life experience right now is a little different than other people's life experiences right now. So we are giving you your own group. The next one that we are announcing, I am personally very thrilled about, and this is, we are pulling together a group for all of our certified life coaches. You do not have to be LCS certified. All life coaches and therapists. So if you're in the like social work, therapy land, life coaching land, some kind of coaching land, we're putting you all into a group. And Miss Jerry Perry, who is going to get her master's and is studying life coaching and stuff, she will be your mentor. Gosh, who is the 55? It's Cindy Switzer. Cindy Switzer is your mentor for, I almost forgot who it was, is your mentor for 55 plus. And Jerry Perry is going to be the mentor for all of life coaching and stuff. Now, for everybody, I do not want you to think that we're all going to be over there coaching our fucking faces off and you're going to miss out on it. That is not the purpose of that group. Purpose of that group is, a lot of them have businesses and a lot of them want to talk a little bit about theory, but I want to, like, I want to give them that space. And I also want to be able to go in there and pick their brains on things before I launch shit on you guys. So they're going to have their own group, and it'll just give them an opportunity. And a lot of, I will say, one of the things that makes that group unique is they are like other groups. They feel like they have something in common and they want to be able to talk about it. And so it'll be kind of cool for them to have that space, and it'll be kind of cool for me to be able to go in there and say, like, give me the best resource on a book for the tribe. So I'm going to kind of use them for y'all. They're going to get in there and we'll make them work. No, just kidding. LGBTQ. That's our third launch. So that is our new group. Miss Elaine Hadley. I can't even tell you how excited I am that Elaine's going to run this group. Y'all, oh my gosh, I should just make her do a video. She probably would not want to do a video, but she probably would do a video. But Elaine has been with me a long time. Elaine has changed so much since she's been with me. Gosh, I can't do her story justice. But I will just say that through her PNP journey is when she finally came out. And she's such a good friend of mine. And I'm just so proud to have her run this group. I hope she's not on this call, because she'll start crying. But it means a lot for me to have this group. I know that, like, I feel like I coach so many of you. Like, I will, like, and please don't think I'm a redneck when I say this, but I am a redneck. I remember the first time that I coached someone live and they said their wife, and it, like, it didn't even dawn on me that, like, we had married PNP girls to wives in the tribe, and it was fine, but it was just like, I still remember that moment, and I was like, this is so amazing. I just never thought that me losing weight would give people a place to feel comfortable about all kinds of things, including their sexuality. I don't know. You just never know where your journey is going to take you. But we have so many of you that feel like, you know, you don't get to talk about these things. And especially those of you who are married with wives. Somebody told me one time they had made a post saying, I don't know if I can talk about being gay in this group. Because Corinne always talks about husbands. And I was like, oh, anytime I'm talking about some asshole husband, you can just substitute your wife in there too. All spouses can be asses at times. I was like, are you kidding me? We can talk about anything in tribe. Oh, so anyway, and some of my dearest friends in my life have all, like, I remember back in my 20s, my best friend at 21, when I turned 21, his name was Wendell. And little Wendell and I used to go to the club, and I still remember us. We would pack booze and put it in my car because I was so broke that we knew that we needed to get a buzz before we went into the club because we weren't drinking no more after we went inside the club. It was water for us because we were broke. And he was gay, and so we would go, and he taught me how to, like, all my dance moves came from little Wendell, and we would just dance, and we would just have the best time, and just, it was amazing. We would go when the club opened, and we left when the club closed, and that was what we did. And it was, I still remember my times when I was friends with Wendell. I ended up losing about 15 pounds, and I swear to God, it was because every Friday and Saturday night, like, one, I was so broke back then, I, like, couldn't hardly eat. And two, I had to save up my money for pop-off vodka, which is like $6. And we would go and just like dance. Like I would leave like fucking sweaty as all get out. It was amazing. But anyway, he was like one of my best friends, and he used to call me Puppy. This was back, he called me Puppy because I was sweet and innocent and just got along with everyone. This was way before the queen spoke her mind. I don't know that he would. He might call me Pitbull now. So, but anyway, that's the subgroups. I'm like totally off on the tangent. And then we have, so I don't, most of you came through the groupies. I just want to let you know our mentors now officially for the groupies are Miss Heidi Severson and Missy is staying over there. So Missy and Heidi are going to be there. Paula, who was a groupie mentor, is now, she has been added to the official PNP team. She's now the events coordinator for us. So Paula does all things making sure that events go off without a hitch. And she's been such an amazing addition to our team. And I've known Paula. Paula has been a member since about month two or three. It's just, it's so fun for me to have Paula here. So personally, but gosh, I think that's it. Oh, the last thing that I need to tell you guys. And then if you want to ask some questions, feel free to go ahead and ask questions. You can use hashtag ask. And I will answer them. All right. So I just making sure we didn't have any. I thought those were, that was last week. So I just forgot to close them out. So if you have any questions, now's the time. Because we're combining the Tribe News Show with weekly Q&A. The last thing is the Tribe is opening on June 7th. Now, this is a very different opening than usual. Our last April babies, you guys came in and you like showed up like in ways in which I was just like, what? Like it was, it's been so amazing. And so I decided I don't want to work as hard this summer. I want to focus on you guys. July is my birthday month. It is the gift of fat month where you guys are going to do challenges galore. Like this is why we're working on urges in the month of June, because in July we're going to lose weight like banshees. You're going to have urges and you're going to know how to deal with them by July. So that's what we're doing. So July is going to be a really fun month, but we're only going to open one day. I've never just opened one day and we're not even letting anybody know but you guys. And then on the Thursday before we open, June 6th, I'm going to have a live Q&A at night and whoever comes will be told we're open. And then the next day, the groupies will be known and the wait list. The only reason why I'm letting the wait list know that we're even open is because when people didn't join in April, I promised we would open in June. And we decided we didn't want to have a big opening. We just want to have an amazing summer. So I just don't want to like shit on people who like literally have saved money to join in June. We have lots of people who write us in and said, been saving my money. I got my HSA together. I've done all the things. And I just don't think it would be fair to just kind of rip the rug out from underneath them. But so we're only going to open for a day. So it won't be a big opening and it won't be tons of people coming through. So the people who will get in will be the absolute lucky ones. And I just feel like we're all so blessed to be in here. There are lots of people who want to be a tribe member. And I am just very dedicated to not being open all the time. As much as I would love to, that's why I have the free content. Because they're just going to have to do it on their own. Because like, doing it right for you guys takes so much of my heart and so much of my soul and so much of my mind. And I just want to do things right for you guys. So if you have friends that want to get in, like if you have somebody on the sidelines, please tell them to go to pnptribe.com on June 7th. They need to mark it on their calendar because we literally will just open it and close it. And it's not going to be like, you're not going to see it all over my Facebook page or anything like that. It's just going to be like, we're open and we're done. And then our newbies will come in that weekend and then we'll be just rocking and rolling. We're going to deal with our urges and then we're going to give me the best present ever in July, which is y'all's success. That's always the best gift you could give me. Okay. And I think that is it. Kathy, type into Slack if I missed anything that I should cover. Let me tell you one other thing. I was going to Vegas this weekend. I know I had planned an event. I've already let them all know. Spoonie is sick. The King went down with Logan. So Logan was sick earlier this week and had to stay home. He ran a fever, had a real sore throat. He's not felt good. And then this morning, Chris, we were flying out tonight at 8 o'clock. This morning, Chris wakes up, razor blades, not feeling good, and slight temperature. So we've canceled our trip. We're going to go now in a few more weeks. Nobody boohoo us. We still have other trips planned this summer. I just don't want to go and him not be feeling his best. I don't want to, first of all, put him in an airplane. You know how miserable you are when you're sick, but I don't want him in an airplane for a 4-hour ride just to get there and then have to sit in the hotel room for the weekend. It would not be fun for him, so we might as well stay home. So I'll be here this weekend, and I'll be hanging around and talking to you guys. So I'm making the best of it. I'm going to the store today because we have no food, and I'm going to buy all the healthy things, and I'm going to buy all the fruit. I don't know why, but these days I'm craving the fruit. All right. What will the weather be like during transformation weekend? Africa hot. Like, it's going to be 90s and humidity probably. So prepare. We will not be outside, which is nice, but if you are outside, like if you're going to go walking in the morning, it will be like 75 or 80 degrees first thing in the morning. Like, we just don't, like, we don't get cool in the mornings here. Once it starts getting, like, we're already now in the 70s in the morning. Today it's going to be 89 degrees. So it's, it's going to be hot. Kathy put the flame emoji. What should the difference be on my TDL of unintentional versus intentional for CTFR? Shouldn't it all be intentional? No. Your unintentional model is your thought that you're thinking. Like, go through your thought download. It's a thought that you're thinking that's not getting you the result. The unintentional model means this is just what I'm thinking. Like, I'm like writing my thought download and I might say something like, I just wanted it and that's why I ate. I just wanted it would be the unintentional thought. It's the habit thought, and thinking that around donuts probably isn't going to get you weight loss. So the unintentional thought is the one that's like, oh, this is the one that's just happening in my brain that feels very real, but is not going to like ultimately be where I want to be. So like if I'm around, like let's say the circumstance is donuts, I don't want to just be thinking, I just want it. I want to think, if I want one, I can plan it. Like, that would be the intentional thought that you want to start practicing, which means, so here's the thing about your intentional model, guys. That thought might feel believe, like you'll write and be like, oh yeah, that feels good. Like, yeah, I could totally get behind this one, or yeah, yeah, yeah. In the moment, the unintentional one though comes back. Just because you've planned a new thought doesn't mean that it's like, oh, now I know exactly how to think around donuts. And from now on, I'm always going to think if I want one, I can just plan one and I will not crave it. That's not how it works. Now, we're going to be talking more about that next month. But what happens is that you'll hear the thought, I just want it. And you have decided ahead of time, but I'm going to tell myself consciously with my intention that if I want one, I can plan it. And when I do that, I'm going to think, this is me being in control. And I'm going to act as if I believe that thought now. Because sometimes this is what happens with our models, guys. And this is what gets a little confusing. sometimes you'll catch unintentional thoughts, you'll create new ones, and they'll feel amazing, and it just switches on a dime. It's like, oh, I never thought about thinking about, like with, let's say that your kid has been saying, you don't love me because you don't let me go places, and you think, ungrateful little shit, and that's what your thought is. And then you do some work on it and you find that your thought is ungrateful little shit and it feels terrible or it feels judgy or it feels angry or whatever. And you're like, you know, I don't want to think about my child in that way. Like, what could they be thinking? And you come up with your intentional thought of, yeah, a teenager would think that. They're supposed to think things like that. And they're supposed to be angry about it. Like, you know, they don't like being told what to be told. Then in the future, when they say that, you know why they're saying it. Like, you've done the work. And it's a lot easier to hear that and be like, yeah, I totally expected you to be upset. Like, I've thought about it now. Rather than just reacting and thinking you should be like, I'm so grateful that you don't allow me to do things that, you know, I might one day regret. I know in my 30s, my future self is thanking you right now. Like, no, that's like high-ass expectations on a teenager. But in the moment, when they're telling you that you suck and you don't love them, you're just like, fuck you, the reason why I'm all, you know, you just go into that mode. Well, then when you sit and you think about it and create an intentional model, you've actually thought about where they could be thinking and everything, some of those flip on a dime. But when you have always just wanted to eat something because it tastes good, and you've been practicing that for 40 years, and now you're gonna be like, I can have it anytime I plan it. And it feels right when you're like in your best mindset. When the hot donut is there and it smells amazing and it's like sticky, that thought is going to be like, that is some shit. No, I still want it. It looks really good. It's like, yeah, that's when you like, you say the intentional thought and you're like, yeah. And I knew that I would still want it. And that's okay. Because I'm just now choosing not to eat it because I am tired of paying the long-term consequences. That's where that intentional model comes in. I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner. Would that be allowed in the life coach therapy subgroup? I could use all the support calling out my BS. Yeah, but let me just tell you, these subgroups are not where you're going to go and get coached. So just everybody understand, like, there's no coaching that happens in there, even if it's a group of coaches. Just, I want to make sure that you guys understand, it's for the coaches to get support, not for the coaches to do work. So, like, I think it's fine, and I think you're more than welcome to go in there and get tribal support. But what I don't want, like, for that group in particular, I don't want you guys to be thinking that's the group we go into so that other people can work on us. It's like, no, this is the group of coaches that feel like frauds. They have their own shit, who are like, I got my own stuff. I just want to talk to my people about, like, I help people all day, and I suffer with the same shit. Because I guarantee you that'll be the majority of the conversation. Because when I'm with my life coach friends, that's all we talk about. We talk about like how, oh, I can tell people all day long and here I am suffering some of the same bullshit thoughts. Because when you're in it, you're in it. I have somebody that I coach with and I am just like, I swear to you. Race weekend is next weekend. I totally forgot to tell you guys. Race weekend is next weekend. So we have all of our Don't Stop Believing girls coming to town. We have, they're going to do, some of them are doing 2 days with me where we're just going to do a lot of coaching. Play, and we're going to kill, and it's going to be hot, and it's going to be amazing. Bring your water. All right. It should be back on. Y'all let me know. It went low bandwidth for a minute, but it should be back. Yeah, a lot of you are giving me hearts and stuff, so don't worry. Sometimes that just happens. Facebook farts every now and then. Let's see. Self-love daily journal should be intentional or unintentional? You're just journaling. You're just honest. So sometimes it'll be like honest reflection. Sometimes it'll be intentional and sometimes it'll be unintentional stuff. The goal is just to be doing it. You don't have to worry about it being, anything. Just write. And then here's the thing. When you write and you do those journal entries, go back through and read them. Because all it is, like I want you guys to think about everything that you write is just your thoughts about yourself or your thoughts about the question. You're probably not going to ever have hardly any facts. Now, you might read it and things feel very factual, But I want you to like open your mind up to going like, this is the shit I think about. Oh yeah, thoughts are all very optional. Are there any in here that I'm like, I don't know if I want them. Like, I don't know that if these are worth keeping. Like, just be in that space with some of the stuff. Open your brain up to, like, if you've always thought you were overweight and you always thought you couldn't lose weight or something along those lines. What if that's been a lie my brain's been telling me this whole time? What if I have been basing all of this on things that have happened and I totally forgot to base it, how I think, upon what I actually want instead? It's everything you tell yourself. You get to decide what it is. Because the beauty of what I'm teaching you is to teach you how to let all the things that you think about naturally come up. And the first rule is to break the emotional tie that they're good or bad. They're just your thoughts. They don't mean anything until you start believing them, until you choose them, until you take them on. It's like what I tell you guys all the time. I have so many unintentional thoughts about myself all the time. And what I have like learned is that they're okay to be there. I don't have to control them. I just have to like put new ones in. I just have to actively decide things I want to think about. I just have to write more about the things I want out of my life. And that gives me some direction. I'd love some info about imposter syndrome, and I'm in IT. It's basically just like a lot of like self-identification. Like you have to, at your root, you need to ask yourself lots of questions about who do I think I am? What do I think I'm capable of? Like, be really honest. What is my biggest fears about people? Like, if people really knew me, this is what they would know on the good and the bad. And that will unveil to you a lot of what you think is your own self-identity, how you're identifying as yourself. And imposter syndrome feels terrible because what's happening is you're spending, then like say, and this is the stuff that I want people to believe about me. This is like every day I show up acting this way in hopes people will believe what? That's the dissonance. That is the distance between the two. And that's why it feels so gross. It's because this is my true opinion of me. This is the version of me I present to the world because I don't believe, like if this is the version you're presenting to the world, ask yourself why. Is this the version of you that you actually want to be? If that's it, then you got to start believing that's you. If that's not the version you want to be, you got to ask yourself why and then examine who do you want to be and are you brave enough to start showing up as that person? And if you're not, why? That is imposter syndrome work right there. Is there an actual self-love journal or template? Yes, Tabitha. If you will go to pnptribe.com, go to the bonus courses, click on self-love. There's a whole course there. And then at the top is where you can print the workbook. And the workbook has 31 days of self-love journal entries for you. Will there be a new workbook for our June lesson? Yes, ma'am. And I'm proud of it. I'm so proud of me. I am. I love, like, one of the things that I am most proud of me, like, I used to think it was my weight loss. It really isn't. I am so proud of the work that I do. I just sit and think about it a lot. And I think it just literally, it almost brings me to tears sometimes. It just is, I love what I do. I love that I get to do this. And this particular, like, I say it every month, like, oh my God, y'all. I know I say it every month, but this really is the best month. And it's like, no, this really is the best month. I do love this course. It's going to be good. And you'll enjoy the workbook. It's going to give you a lot of stuff to work on with your urges. So we're going to do a lot of work next month. I'm really excited about next month. I don't know if you guys can tell. Are you all having a cheering group meetup for the Don't Stop Believing Half Marathon? We're not having an official one. But if you come, you're more than welcome to come and cheer people on. We just don't have like a big meetup planned. The main reason is it's hard enough to do an event without having to organize and coordinate a separate meetup on top of it. So I'm going to be busy making sure that, like, I literally stay until the very last finisher comes through. So I'm there first and I'm there last. So I make sure that every single person gets their moment when they come through the finish line. And so I just want to make sure that my attention is on our racers for the weekend. But if you want, it's at the Percy Priest Dam. So if you want to come, we're just doing the Greenway out and back to the soccer fields past, it's that golf course. Kathy can get you more information on that. But anybody who wants to come and cheer our girls on at any point, please feel free. I'm sure they will love it. You should see it on my side. I watched the video just going like that. April baby, I'm still in stage two where shit gets real, but I'm starting to notice some pattern changes, such as automatically getting up to meal prep, drinking water, no snacking. It's like not an option. But yet the next day I have shitty thoughts about myself. I have the cookie and then the chips when I get home right after work. What can I do around this? I'm feeling encouraged because I'm headed in the right direction. You are headed in the right direction. You've just found where your next work is. Your next work is to work on your shitty thoughts. Like, here's the deal. Work on your thoughts about yourself. Because what's happening is you have shitty thoughts about yourself that tease your brain up to, like, give you urges for cookies. You have urges for cookies that you need to shut down. Like, you've got to quit eating cookies. It's like, tell yourself, just because I feel bad about myself has nothing to do with eating a cookie. Like, literally, it's like, I can feel bad about myself and not eat cookies. There's people all over the world that hate themselves and they don't eat cookies because of it. Like, first and foremost, break the tie that you feeling like crap about yourself is like, that's a choice. Just like eating a cookie is a choice. They're separate from each other. This is the big thing you're going to learn next month, guys, is that we're going to learn that our urges are separate. We got to quit blaming our emotions on why we're eating. It's like, you have emotions. Let's learn how to deal with emotions and do all that. You also have urges for food. Let's understand how the brain works and let's deal with that. But sitting around, like, if you think shitty thoughts cause you to eat, guess what? If you have, until you clean up every shitty thought, you will always have an urge to eat. It's like, shitty thoughts don't cause eating. You know what causes eating? Seeing a cookie and saying, I want that. That's what causes eating. And understanding when you see cookies, like, I want you really focused on that part, because you can shut down urges a lot easier if urges aren't tied to who you are and how you think and all this other stuff. When we separate all that out, it makes shutting urges down easier. Then it leaves you with the space to work on, why the fuck am I talking bad to myself? I mean, that's the key. So it's like, for now, what you have noticed, and you're getting out of stage two. I want you to know, shitty talk happens in stage three and four also. You're actually probably more in stage three because your habits have become habitualized. Those are easier. The overeats, it's always going to be a part of stage every. That's just part of it. Your job is to understand, why is this overeating happening? If you traced it back to, I keep responding to my urges, and my urges are kickstarted because I'm talking shitty to myself. It's like, okay, I'm going to learn how to not respond to my urges, but I'm also going to sit here and quit talking shitty to myself. You do not have to do that. And do not sit there and think, because I've done it for so many years, blah, blah, blah. It's like, so what? How do you want to be talking? Like, I don't give a damn how long y'all have talked terribly to yourself. You want to care about? How do you want to talk to yourself tomorrow? How do you want to talk to yourself the next 5 minutes? That's a way better use of your mind and what you're thinking than thinking about, like, why it got started to begin with. Somebody's like, stage every. Was there a certain book you prepared for next month's course? Yes, there was. This is one of the best books. Like, go to my kit store. Kathy, type it in. KIT.com/PHITNPHAT. The Brain Over Binge Recovery Guide. I use this book. She also has if you want to listen to her audio of her story and whatnot, how she overcame binging and stuff first, you could do that. But I found this book to be just as helpful, but she has two. This is the workbook that goes along with the other book. But it was very helpful. And a lot of what I got came from here. And what I love about this book is on the back half, you will hear all PNP in it. It's like, she didn't talk about PNP, but she might as well, because it is talking about the things I teach you guys. So it's just such a good, it just was so good. It was very informative for me. But yeah, y'all go to the kids store. Is there a race every year? There's been a race the last 2 years. I feel guilty about getting or being thin. Is this odd? Yeah, I do. Like, this is just where your brain is reconciling. Ask yourself, why do you feel guilty? It's probably because you feel like if you're thin or something, that somehow you're taking from someone else or causing something else. And it's understanding that you can't do anything to anyone else with your thinness. If they choose to think things or whatever, that's on them, but you can love them through it. I love this saying, other people's opinions are none of my business, and my opinions are about me are none of anyone else's business either. It's like this whole idea of like our opinions are just no one's business. They're just ours. And so allowing yourself to be like, you know, what other people may be thinking and feeling, it's none of my business. Like, if they want to feel really good, if they want to feel jealous, if they want to feel terrible, they want to feel happy for me or whatever, it's still none of my business. I need to allow everybody to think what they want, but I need to like make sure that I understand, like, me getting thin for me allows me to show up better in the world. It's not taking from anyone. How much can I blame muscle gains on my weight loss? I've gone from 39 to 37% body fat, but the same weight. It's still just overeating if the scale isn't moving right. Probably. Guys, please do not overthink muscle gain. It is such a complicated thing. It is way harder to add muscle. Like, your body fat is going down. You may be adding a little muscle. It's probably the water that's going on that's more happening. I wouldn't worry about it being muscle gain. It's like, as you're doing stuff, it is like a lot of, Kathy, you can answer that in the thing. It's a lot of like when you lift weights and stuff, your body holds more water repairing things. I would just keep doing what you're doing. If you're like, here's the thing. If you are having, we're not going to have like, let me just answer it. We do not have a Century Club group. That is for the Queens Club. Century Club should, it's called Club because CC, Corinne Crabtree. It's not really a club. What it is you get special designation and you get something special for me in the mail when you hit Century Club. So they're all in the Queens Club. Okay. Sorry, that was just ultra distracting. So one of the things that you want to think about is look at your journals. If you're not losing weight, look at your food journals and look at what you're doing. And if you're having any kind of overeats or anything like that, clean those up rather than thinking this could be muscle gains or whatever. Because here's the thing, if you're not losing weight, you don't have to feel bad and find a reason why you're not losing weight. That's what most of us do when we start looking, reaching for the muscle thing. It's like, well, I feel bad I'm not losing weight. So now I now need to find a reasonable explanation for why I'm not losing weight. It's like, no, you're not losing weight. Find a reasonable explanation on how to make sure you lose weight next week. So go through your food logs and ask yourself, are there any overeats? Are there any, is like, am I completely dialed into my twos? Do I need to be a little hungrier just to make sure that I really understand my negative two? Do any of that stuff, like, do that first. She said, haha, you're right. Yeah, exactly. And then that sets you up. But here's the thing, if you don't lose weight for a week or two and you go back through everything and it's all on point and you're exercising and you're doing all this stuff, then you practice patience. That's when you go through and you be like, I am doing everything right. I don't have any overeats. I feel very confident that if all of this stuff continues, I will lose weight. I'm not going to sit there and act like, because a lot of you put so much stock and energy on the number that what you do is you think the number is what makes you happy. No, you know what makes you happy eventually when you get there? Because it won't be the number anymore. Eventually the number quits moving. Eventually, you get very bored with being thin. And I'm telling you, this is exactly what happens. You get to your number, like, all of you are like, oh no, I've been fat for so long, I could never be bored thin. No, you get bored because you don't have any highs and lows anymore. You know what you have? Sitting around in maintenance. You have nothing validating you. People quit noticing you've lost weight. You quit noticing you've lost weight. You just become this version of you. And you either know how to self-validate your healthy lifestyle, or you're left with void. And then all of a sudden, when you have void and you don't have the distraction of your weight loss and stuff, you start noticing all the things you don't like about your life. And you start noticing all the things you don't like about you. If you never worked on that stuff on the way down, you're going to have a huge gaping hole of that shit when you don't have the scale and the excitement of dieting anymore. All of it goes away. That's why it's so important. This is why I do the Hello Scale with you guys every week. This is why I tell you repeatedly, weigh and then look at your actions and be honest and be proud of what you're doing right and be willing to tweak and enhance and love yourself enough to challenge yourself on what's not going right. And all of these girls that are saying amen and truth, every single one of them, like, I can't wait to get bored being skinny. I know a lot of you think you, like, I'm telling you, it feels good to be thin, but your life is still your life. The number on the scale and what size you wear and stuff, it frees up you beating yourself up about your weight. But here's what it doesn't free up. If you judge yourself harshly, you will still judge yourself harshly. If you don't know how to validate yourself by who you are and you're needing external validation, when the scale's not giving it to you anymore, you'll notice, oh my God, I was looking for external validation this whole time. Nobody in my life gives it to me. I don't give it to me. And now the scale's not going to give it to me. Now I don't know who I am, if I'm a good person, if anyone loves me, if I love me. I'm left with my thoughts about me. And if your thoughts about you are that you're not good enough, just because you lost weight, you will find another way to sabotage yourself and not good enough. And it will feel so intolerable, you'll eat to recreate your weight problem so that you can put that focus right back there so you can start getting that external validation again. That is why people don't keep their weight off. I struggle with envy with others' successes. I feel very intimidated that I can't compete and sometimes will sabotage myself when I don't do things purposely. How can I tune out other people and dial into just myself and what I have to do? Literally, you have to catch yourself when you're doing it and be like, none of my business. None of my business. Jennifer, it is, and it's hard. And when you're looking at other people's successes, it's because you're not wanting to look at what's going on for you. Like I hope you understand, like, you feeling intimidated because I can't compete, that is a thought. I want you to examine that and really own, I keep thinking I can't compete, but that's not true. What are we competing in? Where's the medals? Why am I making this a competition? What is it that I really want for me? When you're looking around at other people's successes, you're not looking enough at what you truly want for yourself. What do you really want for you? And why are you not just spending all your time and energy chasing that? I lost 25 pounds of my 150 regained before PNP, but I'm struggling with joining Queen's Club as I haven't gained traction. Started in PNP until this week. Imposter syndrome, fat girl thinking, how to move through this. I'll tell you exactly how you do it, Carrie Ann. You're just going to take action. You're going to join the Queen's Club today, and you're going to feel like ass, and you're going to feel like an imposter, but you have 25 pounds. That's the cost of getting in. Your fat money spends just as well as anybody else's. So step one is do it when you feel like ass. So you're just going to join. The other thing is, I don't know what it is I haven't gained traction in PNP until this week. There's no gaining traction. You're either doing shit or you're not. Somehow you've lost 25 pounds. I never told anybody, it's like, you got to do it the PNP way. You know what I want people to do? I want people to join PNP, and I want them to figure out the best way. Here's my tools. Make them work for you. Some people do them, like, I'm going to tell you, if you were to, like, compare how everybody uses the tools of PNP, it would be different. Not everybody does it exactly the same, and that's okay. We're here to just, like, pick and choose the ones that work best for you. But here's the thing. Don't pick and choose the ones that are easy and don't do the other ones and then sit there and say, like, oh, no, why it's not working? Like, if some of them are working, then do those until it's not working anymore, then add more in. A lot of you are just like, I feel bad because I'm drinking water and I'm sleeping and the only thing I'm doing is leaving two bites behind. I'm not doing all the other things. I'm like, why are you feeling bad? If you're losing weight doing that, do that. That's how I did things. I did not have the four basics from the beginning. You know what I had? Figuring it out. Baby steps. Meeting myself where I was. Figuring out how to feel better each day. Leveling up a little bit. Not pushing myself to do more than I was ready for. Learning how to commit versus shit on myself. That's all you got to do, guys. All right. That's it for today. Y'all have an amazing, what is today, Thursday? I think Betsy is doing the weekend motivator tomorrow, but because I'm going to be home, I may actually do it. So I'll talk to Betsy about what she wants to do. If she already had something big and planned and everything, I'll let Betsy do it. If she didn't, I'll take over for her. But we'll see. So I'll either see you tomorrow, but I will for sure be around all weekend now. And I'm going to go buy Spoonie chicken noodle soup. And y'all know who men are, I'm sure. I was telling my friend earlier, I don't know if he can hear this, but I am sure by tonight he will need a burial shroud. He'll be in the bed with his big-ass weighted blanket, probably three steps from the grave, eating chicken noodle soup. You know how it is with a man. I love him, though. I like taking care of him when he's sick. He's funny. He'll sleep for 3 days. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.